The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour continues, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. I'm Theo Dorsey with ESPN 106.3, and now I'm joined by Kiko Maui-Goa of the Miami Hurricanes, a linebacker going into his senior year here. And, I mean, just first and foremost, man, thank you for joining the show. And, you know, your time in Charlotte's been short so far, but how have they been treating you this morning so far, man?
Man, it's been a wonderful experience. Everybody's been very welcoming, and, you know, I'm just enjoying the moment.
I mean, the moment here is just the beginning. Starting it here in Charlotte, I know the Canes' goal is to end in Charlotte in the ACC Championship and beyond. But for you, it all starts, obviously, this summer. What has it felt like? How has this summer felt different than last year when you were really kind of making your introduction to Canes football?
I mean, everybody just been buying in for the standard. The culture here is amazing at Miami Hurricane, and that all starts with the leaders. You got Coach Cristobal and the staff that's been very wonderful in hitting us up with ingraining us with how it is to play at Miami Hurricane. So I think this offseason been very good with the way this program has been developing and how the players have been handling it. So, yeah.
Y'all seem like y'all enjoy playing together so much. And you're going to be right there in the middle of that defense, right, dictating a lot. You were second in the team in tackles last year. And they'll lean on you a lot on that second level, on your veteran leadership and you, really your mentality that you bring. But when you look at that defensive front and the tone that they set, who are some of the guys? Everybody's eyes on Reuben Bain, right? Mm-hmm. But who are some of the other guys that make your job a lot easier on Saturdays, plugging up the gaps?
I mean, all those guys are dogs. Like, you got Reuben Bain, you got Tyler, you got Elijah Alston, you got Simeon Barrow, you got Marley Cook, mm-hmm. and you got the young guys, too, stepping up. So all these guys are ready to play. I'm excited to play with these guys. I've been off with spring ball, so I was a bit around the team, but you know, I'm excited to get on the field with these guys because these guys have the will to be better every single day, and having that same mindset with them that I could relate to, there's nothing better than that, because those are the type of guys you want to play for.
Of course, we got Kiko Maui-Goa joining us here on ESPN 106.3 at ACC Kickoff Day 3. Be honest with me, man, because of y'all's similar names and whatnot, has anybody yet mistaken you for your brother or asked you an offensive line question yet today?
I mean, today, not really. No, I don't think it happened today, but it has happened before, though.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised if it happens. So
you don't look like an offensive lineman, though, man.
I do not, but you'll be surprised of how people look.
your brother, obviously, one of the rising stars for the Canes on that O-line. How have you liked the way that he's progressed from the start of last year to now? And, you know, he's looked at one of those guys that's going to be a future pro and going to set the tone on the front for the offense. What have you liked about what you've seen from him?
Man, this offseason, he has been tremendous. He's been working on his craft every day. That's something that I kind of take from him, is the way he works. He's always has an edge to himself. He's always on his toes, trying to get better, never get comfortable. Mm. And those are, you know, and I love that for him. I love being a brother with him and having him as a support system, because he critiques me and holds me accountable in times that, you know, that I need accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's wonderful to play with him. It's a blessing. It's an amazing opportunity to be with my brother at this level of football.
You also played with Cam Ward back at Wazoo a couple of years back before you came to Miami. Number one, were you part of that recruiting pitch a little bit? I know Cristobal said earlier that the players are the best recruiters here in Miami. Mm-hmm. But then number two, what have you seen, the evolution of what this dude is and what he's been since he's come to Miami?
Man, Cam Ward is Cam Ward. When I was at Washington State, you know, he just made a hell of a stride with his progression on his development when he came here.
Yeah.
I've seen him play, and this guy is just, he's a deep threat. He throws the ball very accurate. He knows where to put the ball, and he knows the defense very well, as much as the linebacker would know. You would be surprised on how he breaks down information about the defense, and that's the type of leader he is. And he brings everybody along with it, with his receivers, knowing the type of concepts to run, the types of coverage that they're expecting. And, you know, that's who Cam Ward is. And he's a great person off the field as well.
I mean, how much of a difference does that make bringing that guy into the locker room, not just the player, but the personality and the leader that he is? Because it feels like that's something, and this is no disrespect to past Canes quarterbacks, but that's something that Miami hasn't had in a long time.
I mean, Cam Ward has all the aspects that you would need on a football team. He's a great football player, and he's also a better person. Mm-hmm. He hangs around with his teammates every single time. He's always doing something with his teammates, trying to get active with the teammates, and building all that team chemistry upon each other. And he doesn't look as it as an offensive player or a defensive player. He gets everybody around each other. So I think that's it's a big addition to this football program. And, you know, he's gonna have a great season this year.
I do got to ask you here, Kiko Maui-Goa, while I have you here, as a senior going into your final campaign with the Canes, CFB 25 did come out with EA Sports.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at your ratings there. Have you seen them, first off?
I've seen them, yeah.
Come on. I mean, 84 overall, I can rock with, right? It probably can, you know, it should be a little higher, but the speed.
They got me, yeah.
What's up with that? What you got to show on tape to get it up? It's like a 77 right now.
I don't
now.
Know what else to show them to get me a pump, like at least a 80.
Yeah.
Like 79 is crazy.
That's
to me.
Crazy. Are you, I mean, between you and Cam Ward, is he running that race? Or who on the team that you feel like has a higher speed rating than you that you're like, come on, man, I can smoke this dude in the race?
Bro, probably the whole linebacker group.
They got you as like one of the slowest ones.
Yeah.
We're going to try to call up and get that fixed, man. We're going to try to call up and get that fixed. Lastly, what do you want out of this victory lap, this last campaign with the Miami Hurricanes? Because, again, this is the most talented roster we've seen in a couple of, you know, in a while here. Mario Cristobal obviously looking forward to having his imprint on this squad even more so than ever. What are you most looking forward to get out of this senior year?
Man, I want everything out of everybody. I want this team to look back and not have any regrets that they left something on the field. Mm. And, you know, this is a winning culture, and that's what we ingrained in our culture, is being able to have that mindset to win every rep. Mm. And competing at a high level and just being able to get each other better, because that's how it is at Miami Hurricane, because, you know, we're connected.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. All about the U, all about that connectivity. Mm. And being able to bring that. You're going to start the season in the Swamp August 31st. Looking forward to seeing how you guys kick that thing off. And then obviously getting into ACC play later on in the year. Kiko Maui-Goa, appreciate your time. Good luck with this fall. And enjoy the rest of your day here in Charlotte. It's lovely, man. Mm. And people are good. They're treating us well.
They are. I appreciate you for having us.
That is Kiko Maui-Goa, Miami Hurricanes senior linebacker here for the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. I'm Theo Dorsey signing off with ESPN 106.3.